Blog Talk Radio.
Hi.
Hello, is this Alicia?
Yeah, it's me.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing pretty good myself. I think we have Tyson
yeah.
on as well.
Oh, okay.
Is that you, Tyson?
Good morning, everybody.
Hi, Tyson.
Morning. And I think Shelly's going to be joining us here shortly as well, Tyson, because
we
have less people today, so I think she said she was going to join us as well and maybe offer some insight, too.
Nice.
Okay, great. So I just sent everybody an email. Not that you necessarily need to open it up, but I will be sort of following that email I sent everybody. Good.
Perfect. I seen that come through, and I do have it on my screen as well.
So are we ready to rock and roll?
Yeah, if you want. I mean, we may be a little bit shorter today, which is okay. I mean, we'll leave it up to you, depending on how much we can offer you. But, yeah, if you're cool with it, how about we'll make it nice and quick today. I'll hand the reins right over to you, and you can explain how we can help you today.
Yeah, okay. So good morning, everybody. Thanks for the opportunity to bring you up to date on the Wellness Show and what I'm having in mind for the 2017 season. So I'm quite excited about the possibilities, and we are going to have the first anniversary December 15th of the show. So just to give you an overview, to date as of November the 11th, we had 8,025 downloads, 2,637 listeners through podcast syndication, and there we had 6,971 views on the YouTube channel. The show is produced both as a podcast and as a video on the YouTube channel. So that's a total outreach of 17,633 with confirmed listeners in 40 countries. I have to say, and Corey, you know this, that trying to figure out who's listening, who isn't listening, and how to do the stats is really a bit of a shot in the dark. But this has give you a bit of an idea of, you know, of what the audience is and what the reach is. But there is not a one-to-one correlation between downloads and listeners and all the rest of that. But anyway, it gives us some statistics to go on. So my goal for the next year is to reach 5,000 listeners per month, or an average of 1,250 listeners per show. We're somewhere around 200, 250 per show, so I'd like to bring that up. And the goal is to make a profit on the show of $3,000 net profit somewhere in the time of March 31st. But let me just say, the first goal is to break even. That's goal number one. To make a profit would be wonderful, and I'm excited about doing that. But to have all the cost of the show covered would be great. It's averaging around $1,000 a month to produce the show. So I'd like to get that covered. So the next phase of the show, I'd like to announce it on our anniversary, which is December the 15th, and give an idea of where we're going with the show. And so what I have in mind is 4 to 5, and I think I'm going to bring that down to 4 shows, which are according to themes. So what does that mean? I've been courting some key people who I really like what they're saying on the Wellness Show and asking them if they'd be interested in doing one show a month on a regular basis. And the first person I offered that to said, well, how much is it going to cost? And I hadn't thought about actually charging them for that. And then I thought, well, why not? There's a package I can offer them, and so I've been developing this package. So this is what this is about, is offering the opportunity to 4 or possibly 5 key people to host a show, which includes me interviewing them once a month on a regular basis. And so that's what that is about, and more about that as we move along. So the other goal is to lower the podcast YouTube productions, and I'm now in the midst of accepting proposals from various people that do that. So I want to bring the cost down. I think I can bring the cost down almost 50%, so I'm shopping around doing that now. So the production cost would be around $500 a month. So looking at that. And then I've been looking at website redesign and looking at other successful shows that have been recommended to me to take a look at. So this is an example of the show that I'd like to have as a model for the redesign of my show. So that's going to cost some money to do that. And then ways to increase revenue through joint ventureship. And this is the idea of hosting four shows based on themes. And I'm in the midst of receiving proposals now. So one of them would be Dr. Jalusic, or Dr. J. He has been training people becoming energetic healers for, I think over 5 years now. He has over 500 people in North America that he's trained over a period of time. And his claim to fame is working with the chakras. And he has written a number of books. And if you want to check him out, he's on the Wellness Show. And the last interview that we just did was on why be interested in the chakras. So, for example, in the monthly show, he could talk about what it means to be to come in tune with your chakras. What does it mean to when one chakra is more predominant than the other? How does this help us show up in our lives, and how does it help us understand our loved ones and the people we work with? From a chakra perspective, what does it mean with regard to the ascension and to enlightenment? How does that all work, and what's involved in that? So that would be one possible theme. Another theme is with Bill Heinrich, which is the divine gifts. There's seven divine gifts, and what does it mean to be in your divinity, and what does it mean to be at right angles to it? How do you know in each moment you have a choice? And how do you make the choice that brings you closer to your divinity and towards enlightenment, or how to get out of being trapped by your human mind consciousness that is repeating like a hamster on the wheel? So how to get off the wheel, how to show up, how to be authentic, and how to move towards enlightenment in your own life. So that would be another possible theme. So you get the idea from that. That would be four of those. It was exciting in the last four shows that I did on the Wellness Show that coincidentally or synchronistically, we dealt with 777. So we dealt with seven chakras, seven divine gifts, seven ways to show up and be authentic. And the fourth one was emotional, how to deal with the seven principal emotional aspects of how to show up in the world. So there was actually four sevens. In the shows, one right after the other. So from that, I started to understand that there was a theme that wanted to be expressed, and that why not express this as a way in which people can come on the show and have opportunities and tips to move them along from where they are to where they want to be. So that's a bit of an overview of what that would be about. So included in the package for the hosting of this would be the back-end selling. So if you were one of those four shows, then if you had a product, you could sell it as a joint venture through the Wellness Store. And if you had an online program, you could have it hosted in the Extraordinary Healing Arts Academy. The joint venture would be that you would receive a certain percentage of that, and the costs would be covered for hosting it for you. The package would include one interview a month on the Wellness Show. There would be a weekly mastermind, very much like what's going on here using the Corey Poirier model. I think you guys have heard of him. So that would be using that as a model. And we would, you would have an opportunity to do one joint venture webinar a month where I would host you on the webinar and market it to my list and you would market to your list. So the show could be used to announce that if you wanted to know more about on this particular topic, then here's an invitation to come to the webinar. So we talked about hosting it. And then one of the people I interviewed on the wellness show, she's just taken over the New Era Times and is restructuring it. It's all wellness providers who would be ideal candidates to interview on the wellness show, which means then those people that are on the show could also be having their blogs posted in the New Era Times. So we could say to follow this person. If you enjoyed this show, then follow them in the New Era Times. I think there's a possibility of probably creating some sort of relationship, although I haven't pursued that yet, also with the Wellness Universe, right? So that's an idea that I haven't pursued yet. And so in the joint venture sponsorship program, I won't necessarily talk about that, but there's a link to what that would look like, and there's a standard how much you would, how much it would cost for somebody to advertise on the show. And then there's the listeners package. This is hosted on Patreon, which is a way of your listeners getting involved in the show and helping raise money to improve the show. So it could go something like this. For a $5 donation, you'll have you'll have access to an exclusive back-end interviews with so-and-so and such, or you have a 10% reduction in such and such a course, or whatever. At the 100, at the such and such a level that we raise, we'll be able to get a new website put up. And so at each level of the money you raise would be a target, and also at each level that you donate, there would be certain gifts or products or services that you would receive for your monthly donation. On the high end of this, some people are, and I have no doubt that they're exceptional, are bringing in over $225,000 a month just by doing this. So it's a new opportunity, and it's a way to communicate with the listeners and get them involved in helping develop the show and gaining feedback on what they like and don't like. And then also pursuing the possibility or being open to other podcast affiliates like the New Age Media out of Philadelphia that we're connected with. And there's also the Wildfire Radio and Podcast. They have a downloadable app to listen to the show live, and I haven't really promoted that. And then the goal of this whole program is to take 10% of the profits and donate it to charity, so that we're always doing this as an outreach to the greater community. So that's, in a nutshell, what I'm thinking about. And I thought, well, why not, seeing as this is, hot off the press, why not run this back by the group and see what sort of feedback or ahas or that you might have. So that's it. That's a lot of information.
So that's awesome. Thank you so much, Tyson. And I guess I'll ask Felicia, I'll give you the option, since there's fewer of us on the calls today. Did you want to go first, or do you want me to go first?
I can go first.
Okay.
Tyson is such a businessman. I thought he said he didn't have the numbers. He didn't have the numbers worked out, but he sounds like, it sounds like he does have the numbers worked out. I love it. And I can't add too much to it. Something escaped me, but I had something. Four shows a month, heavily promoted. There's a back end subscriptions, products, targeted audience. I mean, what can I add to that? What can I give you, Tyson? What's the challenge?
I think that, you know, Felicia, you're very, very intuitive. So,
yeah.
You know, from an intuitive perspective, you know, what does it feel like? Is this something that interests you, you know, as a potential listener or a potential participant, or, you know, do you, you know, even with your connection with, you know, the wellness universe, do you see linkages there? I mean, you have a really unique overview of what you're
yeah.
doing, not only the possibility how you may fit in and play, but
right.
also you have a real finger on certainly the wellness community, those that are wanting to promote themselves, you know, their businesses and reach more
yes.
people.
Right.
So I think that's the particular area that you have, you know, your pulse
so
on.
So here's what I'm getting right now. Balloons and celebration. I'm in the car and it's a little bumpy. Balloons and celebration. So I think this is a great thing. Well, I know it's a good thing, great thing that you're doing. What I'm also receiving is the possibility of partnering with connections, how do I say this, collaborators of the people that you are bringing on the show so that their customers or clients or associates can benefit from the productions as well. Say, for example, you mentioned the gentleman that has over 500 healers, you know, in his lineup that he's working with. And so me, you know, being in that classification, I could, you know, take it to my group and say, hey, you know, this is another perspective. Let's, you know, get together over, you know, coffee, tea, lunch, have a powwow and listen to this and then develop, you know, some outputs and enhancements for our own practices. So I'm seeing balloons and full circle, full loops, loop back, and a really broad span of a reach for you. I don't see where you can go wrong. I'm also seeing dollar signs, too. Dang it. That's a good thing. That's a good thing, so you can loan me some. That's a great thing. That's a great thing. So balloons and dollar signs, how can, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, right?
No, I you know, my new mantra is to make millions to reach millions, so.
Yes, thank you, because I know I'm going to be in on the receiving end, too. But as far as playing into the wellness universe, I'm not feeling that. What I'm feeling is separatism in that
okay.
this is yours. Yeah, this is yours. Certainly, you know, including some of the members, but not going too deep into it because it kind of becomes the wellness universe, this Tyson, Bannigan's, da-da-da-da-da, you know.
Right.
So, you know, and that's from my experience, too. Just don't go too deep. Certainly use us for, you know, for the reach, but there's just a caution that's coming up for that. You just don't want to go too deep into it because take it from me, you know, you lose, I don't want to say
right.
control or ownership, but you fall under the wellness instead of, okay, so your identity becomes the wellness universe versus yours.
Right. There, you know, one way that we can certainly help the wellness universe tribe is exactly the way that Corey has, and that is invite them if, you know, if they want to be interviewed on the show. So that's why I want to limit it to four themes during the year because I want to leave two slots open per month for new people to come on, right?
Right. Right. Yeah, that's about all I have. And, you know, a schedule, you know, definitely, well, you know, all the scheduling so that people can plan. And
yeah.
I'm seeing groups, like really, you know, group inclusive so that there would be, while your segment is running, other people would be able to do some type of group activity. That's just what I'm getting right now. Balloons.
I think that's a great great idea. I don't know what that would look like, but you know, maybe it's a group or a clutch that would meet, you know, every Monday because they know that the show is going to happen on that Monday on that topic, and maybe then the webinar becomes the opportunity to come on and ask questions with that guest speaker and get more information, and then make a decision whether they want to do go deeper in a course with that individual, for example.
Right, and that's why I guess I picked up on, you know, being a healer and in a group, and then, you know, we would say, well, we liked what we saw or heard, and we want to do, you know, a private session just for our group or something. It's got legs and feet and arms.
Right.
And that's what I'm picking up on. Speaking of shows, Corey, thank you for connecting me with Jane. I'm scheduled to talk to her on Monday. We missed last week. She's got the Women's Network. So thank you for that. We did connect.
Congratulations.
Yeah, she loves putting perspective. She loves Females Without Fear. I'm not taking Tyson's limelight, but I just wanted to thank Corey for that. And it was a connection that happened. So we're going to talk on Monday. And Tyson, I look forward to supporting you. And you know, I'm thinking of a tea time with Tyson. Tea time with Tyson.
You know, that's a. I know you're joking, but you know. We have had a tea with Tyson on the deck and done some interviews around that and had lots of fun with it, right?
Really? That's awesome. That's awesome. No, I wasn't joking. Anything that's going to work and that it brings in revenue or, you know, helps people, that's, you know me, that's not a joke right now. So awesome. Awesome for me to pick up on that.
Yeah, I like that. So, you know, maybe you're the host of that sort of thing.
Oh,
on your new program,
go.
Tea with Felicia.
Yeah.
You know, where it's light and airy and bubbly, but full of lots of content, right?
Yeah. I love it. So great stuff. I commend you and for the thought that you put in it, the numbers, the planning, the sevens, when you said that was an instant, like, oh, yeah, this is great stuff. So, you know, let us know how we can support you, but I don't see any pitfalls.
All right. Thank you, Felicia.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, sorry. So I guess I was checking with Shelley if she wanted me to go first or her to go first. So Tyson, she's going to give her thoughts right now, and then I have some thoughts I want to share as well.
Hi, Tyson and Felicia.
Hi, Shelley.
Hi. Felicia, I just have to say thank you again for your little gift that you sent me. I just have to get that out.
Yes, you're more than welcome. Pleasure's all mine.
Yes. Tyson, I guess it sounds like you've done a lot of homework and a lot of research, so I guess I don't really have too much to say, but I was thinking along the lines of with Felicia that, you know, I think it might be a good idea to keep it separate because, like you said, you can bring all those people onto the show or you can utilize it. And it's, you know, it sounds like it's just bringing everyone who's like-minded people onto the show, right? And the focus is going to be to get it out there and to help as many people as you can with that information. So, you know, you're going about it the right way. And, you know, even with the donations, you know, I think that's a great idea. When you were talking about the cost, I hadn't read the rest of the sheet, but that was kind of the first thing is, well, I wonder, you know, if that could be cut in half or, you know, that could be decreased. So I'm glad you're looking into that. But, I mean, I think it's just a great idea. I mean, and, you know, you've worked at this hard and it's really time to kind of, you know, make a revenue yourself. From this, and I think, you know, the way that you've approached it is a great way to make a profit as well as, you know, spreading, you know, the wealth of information that you gain from these people. So it just kind of brings me back even to, you know, what Corey's show. I mean, it's the Enlightened Super Achievers, but, you know, your show is kind of the Enlightened I wouldn't even begin to know the name, but, you know, it's a whole different avenue of people that you're going to be bringing on the show. But they're all very similar in that way. So I'm really looking forward to listening to it, and I am going to have to check out that last episode with the chakras. You know, and I wish you luck with, you know, some of the people that you're reaching out with and hoping to partner with. And, you know, I just see great things in it because I think you're going about it the right way. You have the, you know, you have really great intentions. And I think that's really key to the success of the show. So yeah, I love the ideas that you've come up with, and I really wish you luck with it.
Well, thank you. So enjoy the show. Yeah, the last ones that have to do with the 777 or the 47s are really quite interesting to listen to them and see the interconnection between the four presenters about how there's really a theme that wants to be expressed right now, and that the way that it
mm-hmm.
came through was very powerful. So it's that's what gave me the idea. There's something that wants to be expressed in a bigger way, or maybe the way to say it is in a more coherent form.
Mm-hmm. Well, and whenever you spoke of that too, like I do Reiki, and you know the very first symbol that we learn is the chakra ray, which is the power symbol, and it definitely resembles a seven, and you know so that is your power, you know, and then even you were talking at first about the 3 7s, so. When you talk about money, I mean, you go to a casino, that's usually what you want to get is 3 7s. But, no, I think it's a great idea just to, you know, especially I think what will be good about the show is if you have those themes, then it keeps everything, you know, very organized and people know what they're going to get and there's no surprises. It's just this is what we're going to be doing every month and, you know, if you're interested in certain themes, then they're gonna sign in for those themes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Tyson, I'll jump in, and I guess I'll ask, first of all, I want to ask about the YouTube channel. You've mentioned the views that you've had. Is that since the podcast was launched, or is that the channel that you've had from before the podcast?
It's one in the same. It's integrated into the Academy. So the Academy hosts the YouTube channel. The Academy hosts the wellness show. So it is the Academy YouTube channel.
Okay. So was that launched, Tyson, at the same time as the podcast, or you've had that?
No, it was launched before. So it has my introductory to courses, and it has introductory to all sorts of different things, and it has my own on there, so it has it already had a lot going on it, right? So this is just an addition. The wellness show is an addition to what was on that channel.
Yeah. Okay. No, and that's perfect. I only asked it because the number intrigued me. If it was, you know, if it was solely from the show, and you had almost as many YouTube views as you did downloads for the show, that was that kind of surprised me. So, you know, because on the YouTube side, I know it's sometimes more challenging to get people introduced to a YouTube show than it is a podcast. We're podcasting so
yeah,
right
absolutely,
now.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was just curious.
I think
if that
the figures are something like this. Sorry, I interrupted you, but I think that you know, if we do subscribers, we're I think at 241 or something of subscribers on the YouTube channel, and if we went to the Facebook page, we're about 240 there of people that are in the Facebook tribe there. So, you know, I would think that it's safe to say that we have probably somewhere around, you know, 500 dedicated listeners, but I may be wrong.
Okay. No, that just gives me a feel. That was one thing that sort of popped out of me, so I thought I'd ask that.
Yeah, promoting a YouTube channel is really tricky, and that's something which I'm doing right now is, you know, who knows how to do this and who's done it and how did they do it and who can give me a proposal on how to do that, right, and actually do it for me.
Yeah, and to be honest, and I think we talked about that, but I've never kind of went in that direction, and I sort of want to start going in that direction, so I'll be interested to see what you learn from that, because that's
okay.
Something that does intrigue me, because I know there's something there. I just haven't, like yourself, I haven't investigated it yet. So
mm-hmm.
That was one question I had. The other thing, which, you know, so I'm going to ask, a two-part question, but one, you mentioned about wanting to get to a certain listener level. And so my question was going to be, you know, do you have a set goal as to how you're going to increase that listenership? And then I was going to offer a suggestion of something you look into as well. So I'll offer the suggestion, and then I'll maybe ask you or pose the question as the how. But Bruce Van Horn, who you may have heard his name, he's with in the speaking program with us. He
mm-hmm.
is, for lack of a better way of saying it, he's an influencer on Twitter. He crushes it. He's, I think right now his follower number is 450,000.
Mm-hmm.
And he built that up over a matter of a few years. And, you know, when you start, I mean, he has, I'm going through his program right now that he put out, Twitter Genius. And his numbers would blow your mind. Like, he's an influencer. He's been profiled by things like Forbes magazine and everything else. And it's all solely built on the back of what he's done on Twitter. Anyway, what I was going to mention is, because I see so many people that have built their show following, including, for example, Entrepreneur on Fire, John Lee Dumas, or Pat Flynn, almost on the back of Twitter. And Bruce
mm.
has a course out, Twitter for Geniuses or something like that, that we just bought. And we're about to go through it on Friday. But his program is designed to help you figure out how to do exactly what he did. And like I said, what he did is no small feat, considering he's not a celebrity. So it might be worth looking into that and seeing if there's anything you could take from that to apply to growing your show and getting people to sign in for your show and listen to your show. Because the course, and I don't know this price, I have to go back and look again, but it's in the 200 and some range, I think. So it's a pretty minimal
okay.
cost. And it's a 5-week course. I think it's I've only watched one so far video, but I think the first one was an hour. So, you know, 4 or 5 hours of training for a couple $100 from somebody who's basically been there and done it is pretty
mm-hmm.
minimal. And what I'm going to do, and that's why I said Friday, is Shelley and I are actually going to sit down and watch the whole thing at once rather than trying to find the time to chunk away at it. We're just going to do a half a day of training. So just a food for thought, because this guy has – and not only that, by the way, I should mention, he's used that Twitter following to launch 2 best-selling books and his podcast, Life is a Marathon, which has been typically in the top 100 of all podcasts for the better part of, I think, 2 years since he launched. And he's done that all in the back of his Twitter account.
Great.
He never told me official numbers, but what he says when he introduces the program, the training course, he says something like, I think if I remember correctly, he said, this is how we welcome tens of thousands of listeners every month to the show. So I know he's gotten to some big numbers.
Yeah, so, and we did a Twitterverse interview on my show, you know, and he was saying that, you know, and he's written a book and bestseller on Twitter as well. And, you know, he's saying that you got to be doing like 20 tweets a day. And I think, holy geez, you know, you'd almost have to have somebody, doing that just Twitter, never mind the rest of the, you know, social media.
Well, I'll tell you what Bruce has done, and so I'll kind of, because we've had him on the show a couple times talking about this, and I will be, you know, full disclosure and say when he launched and to get it to the level he's at with 500,000 followers, he was
mm-hmm.
basically, he dedicated, I don't know how much of a time, but he dedicated time where all he did was Twitter for a while to build
yeah.
that. But the good news is, in the program, we're going to be going through what he does now, and I'm looking forward to that. But he told us in the show recently what he does now. He pre-schedules stuff, so I think what he does without him telling me exactly how much time, I think he probably
mm-hmm.
maybe spends 2 or 3 hours scheduling stuff, and then the only time he puts in, I'm talking like say at the beginning of a week, and then the only time besides that he puts in is basically his replying. Like he said, he'll jump on for 5 minutes once every few hours, just in between stuff
mm-hmm.
on from his phone. And reply to a few people and jump back off. And he said now he spends less than an hour a day on Twitter,
and then he just spends whatever time it takes to schedule those tweets beforehand. Well, you could hire somebody, especially if it's only maybe 2 or 3 hours in a week, you know, pretty minimally to schedule those tweets. He wouldn't necessarily have to hire somebody who's a Twitter genius. You could just hire somebody who is at least familiar with Twitter and get the tweet scheduled, and then the personalization would just be you spending maybe 5 minutes every 3 hours just to jump on and answer somebody's reply, and then they'll feel like they're not dealing with a robot, but at the same time, you know, you'll get a big impression. So, but his program, I mean, I'll tell you what he says in the program once we go through it that he does, but it might be worth looking at his program, and I'll tell you my honest thoughts on it and a review on it after I've actually gone through the whole thing myself as well, but I just thought I'd mention it because it might be a way for you to get to those numbers quickly or even blow past them.
Well, great. Thanks, Corey. I do know that when I did do the Twitter feed when Monica was away, you know, it came pretty spontaneously about how I would promote a particular interview, right? Like the tweets came pretty, you know, came flowing. So there's no reason why I couldn't be with Monica and meet every Monday morning and we developed the package for each show that's coming up, for example.
Yeah, absolutely. And I will say that one of the things that I noticed Bruce does, and this is I get to see this firsthand, is I was on his show once so far, and I bet you I've noticed that he's tweeted that out. And by the way, he's used the same wording, but he tweets it out, I think, once every maybe week or week and a half. So he doesn't do it, like, he's not doing it daily, so people wouldn't think he is redundant. But he uses the exact same wording and everything when he tweets out about my appearance on the show, and I think he's done it 4 or 5 times. So I know that he's not just putting a show out, putting one tweet out about it or tweets that day and then forgetting it. He's still tweeting about shows that he aired maybe 3 months ago. And by the way, I noticed that's what Joel, forget his last, Bogus at Relaunch. He has a show that's been crushing it as well, and I know he does that same thing. So that's something that I've been lacking on, but that's something I know the top, and John Lee Dumas does as well. You know, my first show with him was episode 297. My second appearance, I think, was like 1150, and that was months ago. And I still see every now and then he'll tag me in that he's actually still posting the show from episode 300. Yet the guy has 1,500 shows or something like that. So I noticed that's a common theme with the people that are sort of crushing it in iTunes.
Yeah.
So it's definitely something worth considering. But the cool part about what they're doing is I noticed they don't change the terminology. Like, they don't say, learn about the top whatever achievers from Corey, and then the next time say, find your passion with Corey. They actually seem to be reposting the exact same thing. They're just doing it far enough apart that people don't recognize that it's the same thing.
Okay. Thank you. That's very helpful.
No problem. And the other thing I was going to ask you, I just have a few more questions, but another thing was when you mentioned about having the 4 shows, and I guess, let's say, per month, I'm thinking, based on when you said having guests on and having them on sort of regularly. So you mentioned having some new guests on or having room for having some new guests on. Is that going to be sort of the structure, Tyson, like basically maybe 6 shows a month and 4 will be the same sort of the regular guests and then 2 will be the new guests?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Okay. Now, I just wanted to get a feel for your thoughts there. I think that it might be, you know, and I'll leave this with you to decide, but it might be worth your while, whether it's a regular guest or just one a month you do this. But I think another thing that'll help you get those big numbers you're looking for is to have kind of a household name guest, even if it's once a month. So maybe you have, whether it's you have 7 shows, you have 2 brand new guests that people, you know, may not have heard of or may have heard of, and then you have the 4 sort of paid guests that are being sponsored because they know they're getting advertising regularly. And then have that extra household name guest, or whether you have 5 and have a household name guest. I will say that's been one of the biggest things that's taken our show to the sort of the next level, is we'll bring on people who are newer or who maybe don't have a following or have a big network, but they have amazing content. And then we'll pair them, whether it's on the same episode or just the fact that both of them are on the show, we'll pair them with somebody who's like a Jack Canfield. And it's amazing how much you can leverage having a Jack Canfield on, not just from hopefully having him retweeted or, you know, you put it on Facebook and tag him in. It's also from the people on Twitter that are searching Jack or that'll discover it because you've actually have Jack on your show. There's a whole lot of new listeners that you'll bring to the show that you might not get otherwise. And even when you're doing press releases, which I used to do and I got to get back to as well, but sending out press releases about the show, it obviously, if Jack says something very powerful and unique and exclusive on my show that I know he hasn't said to anybody else, then that's really powerful to share that out in a press release. And so I just would kind of say, especially when you're looking to crush it with numbers, don't I guess avoid bringing on a household name guest, and just change that up so that obviously you have the people that are sponsors that don't say, oh, well, you know, you let Jack Camp, you'll get some free airtime, but I'm paying. Obviously the difference is they're getting a whole package and they're on regularly, whereas you'll only bring Jack on maybe once in a year or once, you know, ever type thing. So that's something I would consider as well.
So let me see if I've got this. So you're saying maybe stick with the idea of four shows or a month with a theme, but once a month, are you saying, bring on a household guest if one can find one, what are you thinking about?
Yeah.
Say that again. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, so you have it right. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. So, and then I was just saying, if you still, you know, you want to bring on a couple of guests that are different each time, that, you know, whether it's you're introducing people to them or whatever that might be, because you had kind of said four and two, what I'm getting at is if you still want to stick with having two people that are kind of new guests that are only on every now and then and aren't sponsors, then maybe you go seven shows a month, or if you're okay with having, let's say, one new guest, one household name, and then four sponsor guests. You know, whatever that, I guess we'll say whatever that looks like to you. I just think once a month having a household name, if you can get them, is only going to help your show. And it still makes you stand out because you're not doing it every week or every day.
Right. Like, well, I might need some help in that because I don't I don't know that tribe, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But, I mean, I'm happy to help and introduce you to, you know, some of the right people in that regards as well.
Yeah, that'd be very helpful because I don't hang out with that group, whereas I do know these other people, right, very well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I'm happy to do that. And, of course, there's enough household names that you can obviously get people that are related to the health and wellness industry. You know, in other words, I never recommend somebody goes away from the whole show just to fit in a household name guest. But I think you can fit, you know, a guest into wellness quite easily. Like one of the people I just reached out to, and we've had him, I've interviewed him before, so it's not a stretch to say he'll probably come back on, but I'm just waiting to hear back from him, is Jake the Snake Roberts, the wrestler. And somebody might think, well, how can you tie him into a theme? And so my theme, I can tie him into the idea of following your passion. You know, all the stuff you have to put up with as a wrestler, sleeping on the floor, traveling 300 days a year, all that kind of stuff ties back into you wouldn't do it if it wasn't a passion. So, you know, there's a lot of area I can go to with Jake on that, but I'm just using him as the example. But a great example is Jake has battled a lot of demons and had a lot of struggles over the years, and it's kind of well documented. But what he's done more recently is he joined with another wrestler named Diamond Dallas Page, who runs a thing called DDP Yoga, and he basically helped Jake lose like 80 pounds. And by the way, Jake's in his 60s, 80 pounds. He helped him overcome his alcohol and drug addiction. And basically, when we met, we went seen him live in Calgary about a year ago, and Shelley was excited. She got to meet him, especially with his whole thing about addiction and being so open about it. And he was telling us he's 4 years now sober. So what I'm getting at is obviously you can tie into what wellness did for him, right? You know, what yoga did
and
how wellness changed his life. So what I mean is I think there's always – somebody always has a story that can be tied to passion like I do or wellness like you do.
So, yeah, and don't forget, mine is health, wealth, and enlightenment. So, you know, there's quite a spread there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, another example really quickly, and I might be able to connect with her after. I always try to wait until after I've done my first interview with them before I connect them with somebody else, you know, because you don't want to lose your first interview. But I mentioned that this Saturday, actually, we're going to be interviewing, or I'm going to be interviewing Biff Naked. And so after that's done, I mean, I'd be more than happy to connect you with her. And I mean, you might think, okay, again, how, you know, Biff Naked, rock star from Canada, you know, how does that connect to wealth and health? And, but the thing with her is, I don't know if you know this, but she battled cancer and it was, you know, again, well documented, and she had a very big struggle with cancer and she's overcome it. And her book, Shelley's reading it right now, Ibificus it's called, she documents that heavily in the book, and she's out touring now talking about what that experience is like. Well, there's, again, another amazing tie-in to a wellness show. Mm. And what's really unique is that I don't think she would have done very many health and wellness shows. So, you know, I think there's always an avenue you can take. And, you know, Biff is obviously, you know, in Canada at least, a household name. And Jake the Snake is obviously across North America a household name. So, yeah,
we'll, you know, we can try to help you make that happen.
All right, great.
So that's
good ideas.
Yeah, that's one thing I was going to suggest. And then the only other quick thing is one, I like your idea of partnering, for example, with, say, New Era Times and seeing if there's a way that both of you guys can have a win-win. You might be able to share, even if it's just sharing guests with them, you know, guests for them to blog, and they share guests with you for the show. But obviously it can be, and you can talk to her about that or him about that, whoever's running it, about the idea of one of the benefits you can offer your sponsors is that as long as obviously they cut the mustard with their writing, that they can actually have a guest post on their site as an added bonus. I think that could be a win-win for both of you guys as well. So I like that idea. And then the one other one was the Wellness Universe. And I'm sort of, I'm on the same page as Felicia was, but what I'll add is I definitely think it's worth looking into. For example, I know you can advertise now with the Wellness Universe, and I know they have some low-cost options to reach out to people on there. You may not have to do that because obviously you can reach a lot of the people there just with posts and even just reaching out to them individually. But I do like the idea of partnering with some people in the Wellness Universe, some of the individual members, and also being active, so putting blog posts up and things like that about your show and trying to attract them to listen to your show because I think they're the perfect listenership. And I think some of them either might be a good sponsor or if nothing else, they'd be a good guest to introduce to your audience. So I think there's definitely something there, but I'm on the same page as both Shelley and Felicia in terms of maybe not, you know, giving up the goose to them, to the Wellness Universe. I think you should keep it separate.
Right. Got it.
Yeah, so
okay,
that's
great.
Those are my sort of takeaways.
Very good. Did you have a question, or did the questions get asked?
No, I think like my only other one was, I guess, the how. So I'd ask kind of how you were planning to jump the numbers up, and then I sort of jumped into giving you at least a couple of thoughts on my mind in terms of strategy. But it was more just the how are you planning to jump the numbers. And one other thought, by the way, and if you have kind of some strategies mapped out, feel free to share them, Tyson. But another thing, too, is you may not be on, for example, I don't know if you're on, say, Stitcher Radio yet, and if you're on, a big one is iHeartRadio. But depending on who is hosting, so, for example, I'm with Libsyn. What's really cool is when it comes to tracking your numbers, iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, and Stitcher, basically, if you have it set up with Libsyn, your RSS feed, once you update it, it shares out to all those other ones. And, of course, that means new listeners going to
Sorry,
Corey,
I'm having a hard time hearing. Sarah just punched a printer beside me. So I apologize for that. For the last ideas that you had, if you could repeat that, because I missed it all.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no problem. So, you know, what I was saying, Tyson, is I don't know who, and you don't have to answer this right yet. You can tell me in a second, but I don't know who hosts your podcast in terms of your RSS feed, but for me, it's Libsyn. And what's really cool with Libsyn is if you go to, let's say, iHeartRadio to get added, if you go to Stitcher to get added, if you go to SoundCloud, there's more. But basically what happens is when you update your show, it actually gets pushed out to all of them just like it does iTunes. And, of course, those are all different platforms where new listeners can discover your show, and that increases your listenership. So I just don't know if you've applied for all those ones, but obviously it's not a bad thing to
be
on.
Yeah, we
have. We
got all those
platforms
in place. So, thank you. We do have that.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so I guess my only other question was, have you kind of looked at the how as far as growing listenership? Like, do you have a few strategies in place that you're thinking that you're going to approach to grow listenership, or is that sort of the upcoming game plan?
Well, I'm excited about the whole idea of doing this, and I don't know whether you've looked into it or not, but a friend introduced me to this, you know, Patreon, which is, you know, donations from listeners and getting them involved, and I like that idea, and I've been looking at who's making that happen and how are they doing it. And so I've given you a link there you might want to check out, which is kind of funny, is one of the ones that I thought was pretty neat as a model, right? So that's
okay, no,
the
that sounds good.
Package.
I'd look into that.
Yeah, so I put that there for
that.
You to look into as well.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, no, that sounds awesome. Another thing I'm planning to do, but again, I know you're already doing this, and you know, I'm not sure what your engagement's been like in terms of, you know, personally what you see in the back end, but one thing I didn't do and haven't done yet, and we had it in the game plan, and we kept dropping the ball, and in fact, we were working with Fiona in the Wellness Universe who was going to help us doing it,
But basically, I wanted to set up a community like you've done, and like we have for the speakers one, and like I have for my fan page. But I want to set up a community for guests that have been on the show, because, you know, now as we approach really big numbers with the show, and we've had some really big name guests, you know, I'd love to go out to them and say, you know what, we're setting up a new fan page or community, secret community, open, what have you, and say we'd love to have you involved, and you know, get them to add onto the page. You know, that's one thing I think I've dropped the ball, because I think that's a big part of introducing new listeners to the show, and also people when they're on the show, it's not just like they're on once and then they're forgotten again. But
right.
I'm curious, because I know you've done, you know, obviously you've done that, what your engagement's been like.
Yeah, the engagement on the Facebook page has not been that not that much, right? I don't know why or whatever. So I'm looking at how to do that as well. So does that answer your question? You know, as far as building community, there is some activity going on there, but nothing like. I have another one that has a closed Facebook on dowsing and energy healing, and that one is, you know, just really going through the roof, you know. It's really gaining momentum and lots of dialogue and people asking questions and sharing things, but it really hasn't happened as much in the wellness show. But I'm thinking maybe with the idea of the themes, that those people following the themes would have more questions, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it would be a way for them to talk directly to the show host that they want to have those questions answered, right?
Yeah, well, and just, I don't know why it made me strike this one, but I think this is a constant struggle that most people are dealing with now in terms of getting the kind of engagement we used to be able to get, but I don't know why I grabbed this one, but maybe because we've done some work with him and I just know he has a big following, but there's a guy named Dan Smith, and he was on the LA Inc. TV show. And so Dan has a really big following in every aspect. So he has, for example, on Instagram, I think he has 300,000 roughly followers on his own Instagram. And then on the tattoo page or the company page, I think they have 60,000. On his Twitter, he has, same idea, 300,000. And like when I went to his just now, his Captured Tattoo fan page, for instance, he's putting up tattoos and tattoo shows and all this stuff. And he's getting, like, you know, 6 likes from a post that was up 2 days ago with a tattoo. You know, and usually tattoos you think will get, like, if this is people's arms and the people themselves are tagging themselves in and all that. And he has, like, 6. The one below it has 6. And these are just likes, not one comment. Whereas even 3 years ago, he probably would have had 400 likes and 20 comments. So,
right.
You know, I think it's changed in terms of Facebook, in terms of engagement level. And so I just thought I'd get your thoughts on it, because that's the struggle, I think, is how to get people engaged. I can add them to a community and page, but if I'm putting in 5 hours a week, every week on it, you know, I want to make sure that I'm getting, you know, something back from it in terms of growing the audience. So I just want to get your thoughts on that.
Well, I think, you know, take a look at my dowsing and energy healing. It's the best example I have out there. Actually, I'll send you the link so you don't have to go look for it. And it's growing, you know, by leaps and bounds. It's not as big as some of the other ones out there. I mean, it's, you know, we're only over the 500, moving towards 600. But still, there's dialogue going on there, questions being asked. You know, allows me to be able to offer free sessions, to offer a course, to give people the next step. You know, it's just a way of really building community. And for that, it's working.
Yeah, and you know what? I mean, it's all about engagement, because the truth is I can't compare my personal page, because it's a separate thing. It's probably more business on there than I do on the fan page. But my fan page, you know, it has approached right now, I think it's a little over 4,000. It has approached 5. And the truth is, Tyson, I mean, we get a lot of likes or views on certain pictures and images and stuff, but I almost never get comments. So having 5,000 people doesn't do you any good if nobody's ever talking. That's the way
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and that's the Academy has, you know, a 2,500, and my Google spiritual community has, you know, 2,500, and, you know, that's more, the Google is more like a pitch fest, right? Which is all right if you want to go shopping, right, for programs and all the rest of that. But there's little or no engagement. I mean, yes, I can put my show on there and reach quite a few people and let the people know about it. But, you know, it does take a lot of effort and in a closed Facebook group to have engagement. I mean, it will take me, you know, I'm on there at least every day. And if not, if I miss a day, every other day, right? And I'll spend, you know, where about half an hour to an hour just answering everybody's comments or liking what they put on there, deciding what things I want to post so they don't get overwhelmed with posts from certain people. So, yeah, it needs to be moderated, and there needs to be, you know, it needs to be hosted, right?
Absolutely. So that's, I mean, just to finish things off, that's a good thought, you know, to consider whenever I mention that Twitter thing. You know, if you can, and I, again, you have to, I'll let you know when I see the program, and we'll test it for a week, and then I'll tell you if you really can do it in just an hour a day. But that's a very big consideration. If you can be managing that in 45 minutes to an hour a day and to be getting the kind of traction he's getting, it would definitely be worth it.
Yeah, so let me send you that link. I'll send everybody that link. And so you can have an example. This comes from working with Elena Vincent in the area of Facebook. I've taken all of her courses, right? And so I followed her model and built this community.
Perfect. No, well, that sounds good to me. And that's all I really have to offer and share, Tyson. And, you know, I don't know if you have any questions, any remaining ones for me or Felicia, or Felicia, if you want to add anything else. But that's I guess we'll say it all from me.
No, that was great, everybody, and I love the whole concept of balloons and celebrations. I'm going to make a picture and put it on my wall to remind me that if this isn't fun, don't do it.
Yes. Thank you. So I'm feeling better. Thank you, everyone, for last week again. And did you go to LinkedIn?
Yeah, I did. I thought, oh, God, I don't know if I want to invest the time right now, but so it's on the list.
Yeah.
And I basically mentioned to Shelley, and we're going to sit down and do that together. We have a whole list of things we have to do together, so she can sort of help me manage it. So I got it. I was excited that you sent it along, and likewise, it's on the list, so I'm going to let you know how that goes next week, Felicia.
Okay.
Hey, don't forget, Corey and Shelley, have some fun. It sounds like you've got so many business agendas there, right?
Yeah.
No, we definitely, believe it or not, we definitely take lots of time, downtime. I mean, when we're traveling, you know, for working one day, we're vacationing too. And then also, like, we're both into, like, you know, yoga, and we got to get back into, I'm teaching her how to play guitar, and we spend lots of time outside of work as well.
Okay,
we just mix
great.
And match it.
Yeah. All right, thank you, everybody. That was great.
I know the importance of that, so. Thank you so much, Tyson, and thanks, Felicia. And, you know, next week, hopefully, we'll have the full gang back. But also, Tyson, I'll make sure I send the recording out so that if they want to add some insight now, they can as well. And I know Kathy said she was going to listen in on it, so meaning listening in on the recording. So I'll make sure I get that out to everybody as well.
All right, thank you.
Happy
Thanksgiving. Bye, everybody.
It's happy Thanksgiving tomorrow.
For us, it's a different timeline, but I know Richard and you are celebrating right now, and I'll be celebrating in spirit with you guys.
Okay. Have a good rest of the week, everyone.
And Felicia,
too.
Don't forget your idea of tea with Felicia.
Yes, I love it. I love it because I'm a connoisseur, so I love it.
All right.
I'm gonna be watching for that. Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.